welcome to another episode of the John and Dave Show. We have a special treat today. John, not available. He's suggested that Big Sky Country does not have the kind of internet service that he might desire. So we have a guest host, bizarre location, but it wouldn't be the John and Dave Show if we didn't have two screens. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the stand-in guest host.
What? What are you doing here? How do we end up on the same screen?
What are you doing here?
I don't know. What are you doing here?
Well, I just want to know, are you nervous at all about having to stand in for John Acuff?
I mean, I'm not nervous because I already know I'm not going to fill his shoes, you know?
Like, impossible.
I set the bar really low, and I've already exceeded it. I showed up. I exceeded my bar. Dave, I have that same picture in my kitchen.
You know what? It's so funny to say that. I'm actually in your kitchen. You know what's so
what?
Beautiful? That view almost looks like your backyard.
Is it?
We're so weird. Do you know how the John and Dave Show works? Are you familiar with the internet phenomenon that is the John and Dave Show?
Well, I only know how it works from like a production standpoint because I'm usually behind the camera adjusting things. So I am well versed on it. I will say this though. I did not come prepared with questions and I did not take the time to read my viewers' questions. So you're going to be the question person.
Don't worry, Heidi. I've got us taken care of here in the
kitchen. Oh boy. Should we keep doing this split screen? This is kind of amazing.
I think we should do this, at this point now, we can't look at each other and try to convince the other person to not be super, super honest with the questions that these people have asked us.
I kind of want to be there to, like, squeeze your leg if you're going off track and talking about something.
But, all right, number one, you're welcome in your kitchen, literally.
You guys, he shut me out of my house. I'm just kidding.
It's a tough way to start the show.
All right, where are we going? What are we doing with this? What do I do? I'm nervous.
Here's the thing. We're going to dive right in. People have submitted questions. These are not like John Acuff's underhand softball questions. These are real.
These are hard-hitting journalism?
There are a lot of people that have asked this question, so let's just dive right in.
Okay, let's dive in. Oh, boy.
Would either of you ever
You're cutting out. Hold on. You cut out. What'd you just say? You cut out.
I said, do you like Starbucks coffee?
Yes.
That's not what the question was, Heidi.
What was the question? You're so handsome.
Oh, you're so gorgeous.
Thank you. Okay,
would either of you ever move? People want to know because, like, you know, here we are. Dating.
973 miles away.
973 miles away.
Look at this. What? Sorry.
Wait, explain what that is because it's amazing.
Okay, so yesterday on my story, you might be able to still catch it. I actually, with Ford, you guys know who Ford is. If you don't, if you're one of my followers, Ford is Dave's son. I was talking about how I needed a shirt that has Arizona plus Texas equals love. We went to coffee this morning, Dave and I, came home on my front doorstep. There was this shirt with a note that said random act of kindness from your neighbor, which is the most, I hope he or she is watching right now. That was the nicest thing. I absolutely love it. So I'm wearing it like all day.
You know what's so funny? One time I jokingly said it would be hilarious to get a suit made out of skin. And I had someone bring that to my front doorstep one time. No,
skin?
I'm kidding.
No, oh.
Heidi, it's a joke. Sorry.
That was a gross joke.
Goodness gracious.
All right. Oh, moving. Squirrel. I am a squirrel person.
Would you keep me on track?
Do you want me to answer this? Or you?
Yes, I do.
I mean, we all know you're moving here. I'm just kidding. So here, the reality is I have a lot of kids. I have four kids. I have two different dads. What are you saying? Are you mouthing something?
I said we both have a lot of kids.
We got a lot. We got a lot of kids. And so here, right now, I'm kind of living by, and we are, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? This distancing, we are so lucky to be in a day and age where we can travel, we can see each other. It's not going to last forever that we do this, but also our kids are going to grow and move out of the house and do all sorts of things. So one day at a time, at some point, we'll end up together. We just don't know if that's tomorrow or in a couple of years. We don't know what it looks like. Right, Dave?
It is not tomorrow. I will tell you it's not tomorrow, but it is also not like that far in the distance.
No.
It'll happen when it's supposed to happen, and it's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. Amen.
People have asked a side question to this. Like, there is a strange curiosity about this ability to travel back and forth.
Yeah.
They're like, I like, even like Ford, as I was driving him to the airport 2 days ago, he says, how do you afford all this flying?
Oh.
And I was like, oh, Ford, do you not know what frequent flyer miles are, my man?
Everybody needs a Southwest. I'm not being paid by this company, but everyone needs a Southwest Visa, because what you do with the Southwest Visa is you fund all of your crazy business ideas, and you have your, and then Dave, I was just telling you the other day, I have not paid for one flight since we started dating, and we've been dating for a while.
It's
crazy. I hope my business partners are not watching this right now. They're like, wait, what?
I explained to Ford
your relationship.
For my entire life, saved frequent flyer miles and never ever like truly had a reason to use them.
Until
we
now.
Have we bought a single ticket? Have we bought one single ticket?
I don't think we have. And now here's what's great. You are my companion, right? So like on Southwest, you achieve a certain status.
Oh,
it's not.
Oh, you're like, big timing everybody. Oh, I like it when you big time.
It's like the first class of Southwest, but you don't get a seat or an extra drink, right? But then you get somebody that flies for free. So anytime I fly and you're going with me, you're free. You're my free. You're my ride or die, actually. My ride or fly.
I'm here for it. And I've never enjoyed a Southwest flight more. It's like, it's not that far. It's like 2 hours and 12 minutes. And they have an ability to watch a movie if you want to on your stinking phone. So forget about it.
Yeah. And they now serve water and Diet Coke. Like they opened it back up. So I'm happy.
What's number two?
Number two is the Diet Coke. Four
that
is
correct.
Wait, one is water. Four is water. Four is water.
One is Coke. Two is Diet Coke. Three is 7-Up.
Right. Yeah.
Four is water.
Yeah. They make you hold up your fingers now.
You're so pretty.
You're so handsome.
Me, how long have you been this pretty?
You? I think they're talking. Are they asking you?
No, I've just barely become handsome because of my ability to grow facial hair. Thank you for asking, though. Appreciate that.
you get more handsome by the day.
Okay, second most asked question. Let's just go right there. People want to
go dive in.
How do the exes?
Live in Texas?
Our lives support this or not relationship.
I can't help but finish sentences that are not right. How do they support the relationship? I think, I cried last night. Maybe it was last night. Maybe it was the night before. I don't know. Whenever you got to Arizona. I have moments of actual, like, insane gratitude because I feel so lucky to have the crew of people raising our kids is really what it is that we have. And is it perfect? No. And so I don't want anyone listening to be like, oh, because I don't want to couch it like it's perfect. It's not. But we're lucky that I think all five of us have the ability to see what's best for our kids and the ability even to know what's best for ourselves, which is to not let the little things matter too much. We've all met each other in some way, shape, or form. And I think we're all great.
Yeah. All great. I mean, like, I sat on the back patio two times. Oh, I think it was when it was Mother's Day weekend. I was out here hanging out for Mother's Day weekend. Your two exes happened to have come in. We were having a business conversation of all
we
things.
We were right here on this patio.
Hanging out right where you're sitting. And it was like, they're good dudes. They're good people. And as far as Rachel's concerned, it's so crazy. So she's been dating someone. They just recently were using something of a like question asking game themselves that when she was done with the questions was like, "Hey, you should use this for you and Heidi to get to know each other better." It's an awesome thing. And so like everyone is interested in everyone being happy. It doesn't mean that it's easy. I totally completely agree. Like it's not always easy. There's always going to be little things. And yet, this is like a thing that, hey, if you had to choose, wouldn't you choose to just try and root for everyone to be happy? I think we feel lucky for being inside of a situation where there's five human beings rooting for each other, and
I agree. I
we're
see a
cool.
lot of people.
What's that?
I just want a handful of people are saying, what about Rachel and MIA and all that kind of, like, I just would, my biggest thought, I have met her and she's great. She's really great. And there's no bad blood between us. In fact, yesterday when Dave and I were sitting at a football game of my son's with one of my ex-husbands, Rachel was texting Dave and telling him where he should take me on our next little vacation. So everything is great. I think one of the biggest things to understand is not everybody lives every bit of their life on social media. And I'm a pretty open person. But just because she's not, or just because we haven't had many more interactions, doesn't mean anyone's wishing ill will toward anyone. We're all just really busy people, truly.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Am I still training for the triathlon? Wait, that's a selfish single person question. Yes, I am.
And I'm going to take
I'll
it.
take it. There's a triathlon that I'm doing in Idaho the end of July. Heidi's going to be there, but also all four of my kids are going to be there too to cheer me on. I am super, super excited about that.
Gonna be me
I
wrangling all
and
those kids at the finish line.
all the kids, I want signs, I need something. But also, like, if there was a thing, like, in terms of influence, I mean, there's so many great things that I love about you, but your ability to make me see something in my physical strength has been one of those things that, like, I have never been able to unlock feeling
Wait,
stronger.
the audience or me?
You!
Oh, me.
Yes,
Me.
you!
Oh, thank you. Well, here's the thing. I know, like you just have crazy strength as it is, and I can like see it when you work out. So it's fun. That's my world. That's my playground. So it's fun to push and see what you're doing. It's and you're capable of. It's amazing.
Thank you. No, I'm excited. Yes, I'm going to a thing called Spud Man, and it is a precursor to an Ironman that I will inevitably end up doing as well. So I'm excited about that. Okay, hard-hitting question since we have made many a trip to Starbucks together. What is your Starbucks drink, Heidi? People want to know.
Oh, the Starbucks. So now I have two. I decided to add in another. So I have like a morning and a mostly drink, and then a when I'm in the mood, which is almost every day drink, right? Almost, sometimes not. My every single morning drink is a grande iced coffee with one pump of mocha, no classic, and a side of heavy cream. I love how you can mouth the entire thing. I love it. It's so good. Here's the thing, it's a little bit bitter. So if you're a newbie, you might want to add some stevia or something to it. I like it. I like it bitter. But my new, like in the middle of the day drink, which I've kind of gotten you hooked on a little bit,
I love
Dave.
it.
Oh, it's so good. It's the brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso. My only reservation about this is it's like $100. I'm just kidding, but it's like seven. But so we buy it when I have free stars. I'm all about free. Like when I've accumulated enough stars or points, I get those drinks.
Yep, they're delicious. I get a black coffee. And then we also end up getting these marshmallow Rice
Dream
Krispies,
bars.
which is hilarious because I've never had as many Rice Krispie treats
Where
as I
am
have since I met you. But
I? Every day, every single day.
every day. Okay, people want to know about our first date. Can we talk about our first date?
Yeah, let's do.
So I think people are familiar, maybe if you've seen posts, but the headline ends up being that I about 11 months ago, maybe, sent a DM to Heidi acknowledging that I still was now going to be doing this Rise Together podcast. I'm having this conversation with people now about things that maybe other people don't have as much to, relate to. And maybe there's some empathy bridge by talking about topics that can let others know about things. And so I'm going through a divorce. You were going through a divorce. And so I reached out and said, hey, would you be open to doing a podcast about divorce? And Heidi, because you're decent, you're a kind human being, said, hey, I happen to be coming through Texas. I am happy to do that. Thank you very much. So Heidi comes into town and I set up the microphones. We're sitting in the little seats that overlook the patio opis. And I was incapable of having the kind of conversation that would have made a good podcast episode. Frankly, I was crying.
He was crying the whole time.
I was crying the thinking time. But it ended up being like a, I don't know, 3-hour conversation that felt like therapy and connecting and just like being seen and it being normal to feel all the things that you feel at the beginning of big change. But it was not like, no, there was no intention in like, oh, I want to start dating, or hey, is this a thing that could turn into something? It was just like, I'd love to get you on the podcast because I respect the work that you do. She had, you'd endorsed my last book, and that was how we met. And someone saying, can we hear that podcast? I never even turned the stinking thing on because I was just incapable of stringing coherent sentences together.
Which is true. There were just a lot of tears. At one point, you did say, all right, we should start recording. And I'm like, no, we're not recording a podcast. But here's the thing. It was really great and therapeutic for me too, for both of us, because we share a lot of similarities in what we've been through and really even the roles we play in relationships typically. And so we were helping each other both ways. It was two way. And then also I just appreciated, I had no idea. I'm not really a social, I don't go on social media a lot and watch people. So I didn't know a lot about you. I knew I read your book. I endorsed your book. But to be in a room with you and you know me, Dave, now authenticity is like the greatest thing in my world. Like if you want me to love you, like show me all the parts of you that you think aren't lovable and I'm going to love you even more. And you that day. And here also, it wasn't a romantic connection. It was very much a friendship connection, which Chris and I had, you know, split and were divorcing almost a year prior, actually almost exactly a year prior we had started. And I was so used to, when you're newly single, the men are, or maybe not men, but people approach you in ways that I don't necessarily love. And so to have somebody, you, that very quickly became a non-threatening, kind, generous, authentic, genuine friend, that was everything to me at that time. I never felt like you were hitting on me. I never felt like there was any crazy advances. You were just there for me as a person and as a friend.
So that was not a first date, though, to be clear. The question was, what was the first date? What was interesting then is that in the aftermath of you having come to town and us unsuccessfully not having a podcast, but super successfully having this time hanging out, we started just sending, like, you would think of a song and you would send it to me, or I would, you know, ask you a question. And we just kind of like kept going back and back and forth.
Do you remember the song, the first one I sent you? Do you remember this?
Oh, geez. Was it Buffy Anderson?
Yes. So you had played Holy Spirit by another artist in your stories one day. Maybe it was the day after or a couple days. We had been texting his friends just a little, but you had played that song and I was introduced to Coffee Anderson by Drew Manning, who you know. Yeah. I believe Coffee's one of Drew's friends. And it's the best version of that song ever. And that's kind of where and then Ben Rector was passed back and forth and then it began.
But here's the weird thing is, it was like, it was this very, it felt like a warm blanket. Oh my goodness, this is so nice. I'm getting this song and now this song is helping me heal. And what about like this conversation? We started asking a question of the day, like all of that kind of stuff. We started doing church on Sundays virtually. Yep. Like there were some like things. And then I like was like, would you like to have dinner at my house? So then I definitely, at that point, then I was like, huh.
Well, remember, you actually wanted me to meet you in El Paso for dinner. Oh, remember
that's
that?
Right. That's right. Well, the thing is, I didn't know if it was a date. So I was just like, look, I actually think it would be nice to have dinner together, but I'm not sure if this is a date or not. Why don't we meet in the middle, neutral territory? I will drive six, seven hours. You drive 6, 7 hours. We'll meet in El Paso.
And you said there's nothing there, but maybe
I don't know what's
in
El Paso. I know nothing about El Paso.
But the reason we didn't do that is because I couldn't find flights that like would make a in and out for dinner work. No. And I didn't want to be stuck in El Paso.
I don't know anything about El Paso. Anyway, I ended up asking if you would come to dinner. And then we sat on that couch with a humongous pillow in between us for about 3.5 hours worth of time. Because I was still like, I don't know if this is a date. Is this a date?
Maybe. I remember you shaking when you picked me up from the airport. I remember we were, because it was your first date in 20 years.
It was my first date in 20 years. Yeah, first date in 20 years. So like, you know, that's a thing. Anyway, we had dinner at my house. That was the first date and it was lovely.
I think I just said, I love you. I said, I love you, but.
You're allowed to say you love, I love
you.
Is that the first
time we've ever said, I love you?
It's the first time we've ever said, I love you right here on the John and Dave show with you as the guest host. This is really working out well. Thank you very much. All right. Another question that everyone asks, that every single person asks, how are all the kids? When was our first kiss? Ford Hollis, are you a guest on the John and Dave show? Get in here.
Ford.
If you guys have not been watching, Ford Hollis has been
doing
a takeover of the stories on my feed, and it has been the most, these are the best stories I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right? What's up, Ford? Are you sick of us being online? Is that what you're coming to? Wait, Ford, what was your question? When was your first kiss?
Yes.
I think it was like last week.
Yeah, it just happened. Just happened. Ford Hollis is the man. All right, so the next question is, how is this all being handled by the kids? So we actually have a kid. How is this? Is this a crazy thing? How are you dealing with all this?
Well, like when the divorce started, I cried a lot, and then I just said, "Why are you crying? It's been like 6 months." And then I said, "Okay, let's leave this divorce behind."
And?
And then I got better.
By the way, you can still be sad about things here and there. I still get sad at times. It's okay to be sad, but also it's like a little bit like there's a like wonkiness and wildness, but also this is like our weird new wild life, huh?
Lord, you're so awesome, bud.
You and mom had a boyfriend and a girlfriend, so I'm happy for them and I'm happy now.
Well, that's good work, Ford Hollis.
I think
the headline is, you know, not to put words into anyone's mouth, but like anyone, right? Like all of us are experiencing things that are new. And so we're trying our best to figure out how to deal with and handle anything that ends up happening in all of this, because there isn't, like, nobody 2 years ago foresaw this as a thing that would be happening in anybody's life. And man, it's like you hope that you make the very, very best decisions that you possibly can and love on these kids as much as you possibly can. And at the same time, you know, this like craziness that is our life now is it's like abnormal to other people and has become normal to us. Like this is a thing that just like is. And so I don't know. It's like, are there days where we're still like driving in a car and one of the kids has a conversation where they bring up like, oh man, this is a thing that I didn't expect that would be hard that is actually hard. Sure. I think it happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Sorry. I'm plugging my headset back in. That made me tear up. That was really sweet. That was the sweetest little thing. Ruby wants to say hi.
Hi.
I agree. And I think too, it's in the middle of divorce, we do. I mean, now I've been through two. You get caught in your emotions and your feelings, and you do forget that the kids have feelings and emotions. And so to I love that. I feel like for the most part, the kids are pretty expressive and open about what they feel and when they feel it. That was the sweetest thing. I can't get over what Ford just said. But they, for the most part, they've been so good. And I went through a divorce a really long time ago. And I think there are still some things that my kids deal with as a result, but they would be dealing with things, whether I was still married as a result of the marriage, or they'd be dealing with, you know, results of divorce. They're going to deal with something. And so just open communication as you go along has been so big for us. And I am so glad that the connection between our kids so far has been really great. We have
bananas.
Really Bunny. Good kids.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit hot. Ooh.
It's 2,000 degrees outside. I had a surprising amount of anxiety about, well, a lot of things in this, let's be clear. But how the kids would react to meeting you, how the kids would react to meeting the other kids, like that, there was a lot of anxiety on that because my goodness, like that in and of itself would be a thing. Like if, you know, I think they had, let's just put it this way. I think the kids, the younger kids in particular, had some concern of like, what if she's not nice? Which But like, there are so many tropes in Disney Channel movies or in
Cinderella,
the world,
stepmom.
That like, the evil stepmom. And so there was this worry of like, well, what if she's not nice? And I was like, guys, I wouldn't spend time with a person for a single day if they weren't going to be kind to you and love on you and be, decent to you, whatever else.
Yeah.
And there's something even just in like having the kids come together where I'm like, oh my goodness, I hope that they can connect. And when they've been all together, it's actually, I mean, like, I hate to say it for us, it's like they entertain each other so well. They are so close when they are all together that it's just like, oh my goodness, this is going to work out okay.
Yeah, they all have, like, all eight of them have such different personalities, like, so drastically different, that I think both of us were a little bit concerned, like, how are they going to jive, mesh, and something about, maybe it's their differences, has them fitting really well together, and giving space when space is needed, and coming together when connection's craved, or whatever it is, so it's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. I know.
All right. Hard-hitting question. Date night, movie night in or movie night out?
Movie night. Well, oh, gosh, they're both good. See, my gut was movie night in because that's what we've been doing. But we've gone to a couple movies, and it's so – Diet Coke and popcorn with some hot tamales in. But like –
The thing is, if I could do almost – like if you're like, oh, we can do anything, or like, hey, it's your birthday. What do you want to do today? Going to one of those like – recliner movie theater places, bring me a little food, let's have some popcorn and Diet Coke. Like, oh, I am here for it. That is one of my favorite things for sure.
Well, and what's funny is I don't think we'd ever even talked about that until 10 months in, because we're like, theaters have been closed. And then we're like, wait a second, I love the movies. Wait, you love the movies? That's like usually a first date type thing. Yep. But I do love to. So we've had our date nights because it's distance. I feel like we've been so lucky to learn how to date and watch shows, which is a thing like I don't think either of us did much of in the past, but we watch shows virtually. So we get on the phone and we'll be like, okay, start it in 3, 2, 1, go. And then we either talk or we text the whole time. I'm like, no way.
I actually think, we've talked about this, like, I don't think we would be as close as we feel like we are or as far along in this if we hadn't had to go through the long distance, because there is something really interesting about the kind of intention that it requires to connect when you have as much distance as we do. And so the kind of like, I mean, like we've played a question a day for a while. Certainly watched shows. We've done the online church. We've done like a whole host of different things that like force us into either conversation or spending time together in unconventional ways. But in a weird way, I mean, I said this, like, I've never had so many conversations in my
entire life. Yeah, you said that. You're like, I usually hate talking on the phone. And I am a talker. So we found an in the middle where it's great. And the question of the day, which was a thing we actually did, I think it was when you found out, when you had asked me to come have dinner with you. You're like, well, you're going to come to have dinner. We should get to know each other a little bit better, right? And so we started diving in every single day. There was a new question that made us think and dive in and go deep. And I actually have in my notes in my phone the answer to most of those questions, your answer and my answer. And then we started doing a thing where I feel like if you're not intentional about how you communicate when there's distance, you naturally get all the good, right? Or you get like a sugar-coated version and not what's really going on. And I feel like the only way to really connect and have intimacy in any relationship is to understand what's hard as well. So remember, at that point,
best
and hardest every day. All right, great. Question of the day, done. What was your best and hardest today? And that was a thing that my kids would hear us doing it. And we started doing it as a family. And it was one of the best ways for me to connect with my kids as somebody new was being introduced too. I love it.
By the way, though, even just like asking the kids what was the best and hardest was also really great in teasing out the hard things that they may not necessarily normally talk about in the midst of all this transition. I thought it was fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. Beach or mountain vacation?
Beach.
Oh, of course.
Did I just yell?
It's of course. What are you talking about? Gotta be beach.
Like Mexico. Mexico was great. I love California. What's your favorite beach?
I mean, the thing is, like, Mexico has always been a fantastic kind of like quick getaway because it's not that far, but it feels like it's forever away. So the beach is what it's gotta be. And if I'm gotta go, I'm probably gonna try and find a beach down in Mexico. Sounds like a song.
Sing it. Will you sing it, please?
Oh, Mexico. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the John and Dave. I'll tell you what, John Acuff right now has got to be just shaking in his boots.
I love that he texted and said this is his Dunkelman moment. And I had to Google what Dunkelman is.
You guys know who Dunkelman is? I had to Google it too. So John is on a vacation with his wife in Montana. They are not in like city Montana. They're in like the mountains of Montana. Though I did have someone from Big Sky Country let me know that 100% there is internet service everywhere. So maybe he's just having a little romantic time with his wife. I don't care. I don't know. I want him to have a fantastic Friday. But there was, in the first season of American Idol.
Dunkelman was a guy named Dunkelman. Yeah.
It was Ryan Seacrest and a guy named Dunkelman. And so when I said to John, well, John, just so you know, we're keeping the show going. The show can't stop, buddy. Sorry.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. Heidi's coming on in here. So... Great. Heidi's coming on in. He said, this might be my Dunkelman moment. All right. Hey, I hope everybody has a fantastic Friday. Thanks for hanging out with us for a half hour. We'll I'm sure, do this again. Heidi, do you want to come inside the house and hang out? We can get these kids with some breakfast.
I'm sweaty. I'm really sweaty. I'm going to come in.
It's warm outside. It's lovely inside this kitchen. All right, y'all. Have a fantastic weekend.
Bye.